is Dan Dan, the Board Game Man, with this week's Top 5 Express Board Game Edition. Each episode, I'm going to give you a topic for the list and give you my picks for the top 5 of that topic. So today, I'm going to start a two-part series on drafting. Now, a drafting definition is pretty easy. It's when you either are given a hand of cards or items and you must draft one and then kind of pass the rest one way or the other. Or on your turn, you draft an item or card from a row of those free things, or, you know, kind of a pool of free things down there. Now, it's kind of a little hard to discern drafting from purchasing from a line. That's where it gets a little tricky. I'm going to have to keep out the drafting, quote unquote drafting, where it's more than drafting, it's buying something. Kind of, I think that's really the difference in kind of tableau building or deck building, where they may cost things. Now, examples of that are kind of space-based, where you've got three separate lines of cards, but they all cost kind of gold that you're spending. And Aquatica is kind of the same thing. Another great game where you're kind of drafting things, but there's going to be a cost to those things. So I'm going to keep that kind of thing out. And also, I want to keep out Terraforming Mars, even though there's a drafting quote-unquote variant. Now, some games that you're given kind of a hand of cards and you're deciding whether you're going to keep certain things, there's a draft variant in Terraforming Mars where you take the cards that you are given and then you draft one, pass it on so that you kind of know what's coming. Or maybe, you know, some people like that better because they don't like just kind of getting what you're drawing as a little bit of the luck of the draw. But, you know, to me, that's kind of all part of the game. There's also some also-rans or honorable mentions, things like Imperial Settlers, which has kind of a card draft. Citadels, which has a card draft, but it's really a role draft. So the people that are in front of you that are drafting, they know what roles they pass to the left. So they have a little bit more information. That's actually a very, very cool thing. Game like Paper Tales, where there's a drafting, then you're kind of purchasing things into the tableau, but you are drafting your initial hand. That's another unsung gem of a game, Paper Tales. Things like Jaipur, which is a two-player, basically a part of the game, you're either drafting cards into your hand to put them out in kind of a set collection realm, or you're kind of playing cards into your tableau there. Really, really great. One of the best two-player games, Jaipur. And then there's also Majesty, which is another solid card drafting game. And then, of course, Hero Realms or Star Realms, which are all great games. You kind of draft cards into your hand and then decide to purchase them and put them into play. But let's get into the top five. And, of course, my number five, like I said, this is mostly card drafting. The next episode, I'm going to have dice drafting, which is just all games that are just dice drafting, which is kind of really one of my favorite mechanisms, part of the drafting. But this is more card drafting, but I'm going to cheat a little bit here because number five being Draftosaurus. This one came out in 2019. And of course, this is meeples of dinosaurs. You're going to have a handful of meeples of dino meeples, and you're going to draft one that you're going to play that round, and you're going to pass the rest of them to the left or the right, depending on what round it is. Now, that's why it's not necessarily card drafting, but really didn't fit into dice drafting either. But Draftosaurus is a very fun, plays in about 15 to 30 minutes, very fun family weight game. It plays with 2 to 5 players. Obviously, you want to play with 4 or 5 because that really kind of ratchets up the fun of the drafting. Kind of sending dino meeples back and forth with 2 people isn't quite as fun, but this is a very, very light game. This one is from Ankama. This is by Antoine Bauza, Corinne Labrat, Ludovic Montblanc, and Theo Riviere. I can't recommend this one enough. A very light family weight game. Very, very fun, and does really have that spirit of drafting. Number four is Century Spice Road. Now, this is from Plan B Games and Emerson Matsuuchi. Now, this was kind of part one of the kind of the 3-part games that are all kind of come together in a Century Trilogy, or the Century Spice Road Golem Edition, which is another kind of just makes everything a little bit more glitzy and glamoury. But Century Spice Road is great because you're either drafting a card to put into your hand, and that kind of helps to be able to play it later to get your real whole engine burning. So you're kind of playing cards to get an engine going, and then later you can use a turn to pull up all your cards. You're kind of turning spices into other spices, and then depending on which numbers you have, you know, as you're upselling, getting the better spices, then you're turning those in for victory points or other cards that are kind of, you're kind of fulfilling contracts there to get those victory points. Again, a 2 to 5 players, very, very light game, plays in about a half hour to 60 minutes and by Plan B Games. This is a really solid game and really does have that real fun of drafting because it really helps to get into your engine. Number three is a game that it kind of be hard to find, but I had to put it on this list anyway. One of my favorite games. This is Mechs versus Minions. This is the thing that Riot Games put out. It's big coffin box. You may have some, may see some that are out there somewhere, or maybe a little bit of a more pricey, but this does have a great way of drafting. So as you're drafting cards in Mechs versus Minions, you're kind of putting them into your tableau, and then that's kind of got a left to right, almost like an engine that builds, and you're kind of programmed movement and actions. So you really have to be careful what you kind of draft, because you've got to place them in somewhere in your little line of, you know, again, of your action. So a lot of weird and wacky things come out. Anytime you have programmable movement, a lot of weird things can happen. And this game looks amazing. Plays in an hour to 2 hours because it is kind of a scenario game, but it is still a very light family weight game. This is 2 to 4 players. This was put out by Chris Cantrell, Rick Ernst, Stone Librande, Prashant Sarwat, and Nathan Tiras, again, by Riot Games. I can't recommend this one enough. It looks amazing. When it first came out, it was only about $75, and it was just absolutely just overproduced for that price. Just so great game. I can't recommend this enough. Again, I'm going to probably say that on all of these. But Mechs versus Minions from 2016 is number three. What a great, great game. Number two, this is kind of probably what, if you ask 10 gamers, the first thing that they'll mention is this kind of set of games. So you've got Seven Wonders here at number two. A lot of people will put this at number one, but I kind of want to put this one at number two. You have Seven Wonders, Seven Wonders Duel, or even kind of Sushi Go really kind of goes with this. This is by Antoine Bauza in Asmodee, North America. This came out in 2010. It's a little bit older, but it's really good. A lot of tons of expansions that go with this one. And again, for the great two-player Seven Wonders Duel, I can't stress either one of those enough. And there's apps for both of these that you can really get in on it. This is one of the few games that I rate as a 10 because it is just so good. The hardest part being just kind of learning what the symbols do and learning how to score and everything else. But it is such a great family weight game, a good entry level game, especially into the drafting mentality. You have a hand of, I believe it starts off with a hand of 7 cards, and then you're kind of drafting one to either play into your tableau, or you can sell it, or you can use it to build your wonder, because your wonder has different ways that you're going to need to, different things fulfill to get your wonder to different levels of, it is 3 stages or 3 levels to most of the wonders. I think a couple of them have 2, but you have the 3 stages of your wonders, and you're trying to build them all up for the maximum victory points. Then after you draft a card, you're going to send it to the left, left or right, depending on what round it is. Again, plays in about 30 to 60 minutes at most, and I can't recommend the app enough too as well. But this is a great game. So again, Seven Wonders, Seven Wonders Duel, or you can even get Sushi Go, which is kind of more of the lighter, even maybe kids game, or just kind of the lighter entry-level way to get in there. Now, I had to put this one at my number one because this has one of the coolest drafting mechanisms that, or there's probably others out there, but I just couldn't think of what others go with this one. But Notre Dame, from 2007. This is a Stefan Feld. I think it's still put out by Ravensburger or Alia. This is a great, it's kind of a heavier weight, kind of a medium to heavier weight Euro. Plays about 1 to 2 hours, 2 to 5 players. But what's really cool about this one is everybody's got very similar kind of, you have 9 cards, a deck of 9 cards. Now you're going to shuffle those up and everyone has the same deck. And then each round you're going to draw 3 of those cards into your hand. Everybody will do this in their own deck. You'll draw 3 of those cards. You'll keep one and then pass 2 of them to your neighbor, who will then keep one and pass one on. So you're then going to have another hand of 3 cards. But what's really cool is that you may see, the action you really need, or you may see the action multiple times that you want, or you get to play multiple actions. Even though you have a deck of 9 different cards, you may get to play the same action a few different times. I think you do that 3 times over the course of those rounds. So you get plenty of opportunities to get all those actions. This is such a really cool way to do card drafting, but it is my absolute favorite card drafting game. And of course, I love everything that is Stefan Feld as well. So there you have it. My top 5 drafting or card drafting, or, like I said, a cheater with the Draftosaurus, but number 5 being Draftosaurus, number 4 being Century Spice Road, number 3 Mechs versus Minions, number 2 Seven Wonders or Seven Wonders Duel or Sushi Go, and number 1 Notre Dame. Thanks for joining me this week on Top 5 Express Board Games Edition. If you have any questions or want to tell me what your favorite drafting games are, feel free to comment on this episode at MajorSpoilers.com or go to the Major Spoilers Discord. Or, of course, go to the show notes for tons and the website for tons of other great podcast and content by Steven and the rest of the Major Spoilers crew. I am Dan, a board game man. You can find me at GeekJockDan on Twitter and at the Geek All Stars podcast. You can also, of course, you can find me on the Munchkin Land podcast here on Major Spoilers, where I give a twice a month 10 to 15 minute board game news show. I'll be back soon with more board game top 5 goodness, and next show being the top 5 dice drafting games. But until then, grab a new board game and have some fun with family and friends.
This podcast is copyright 2021 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.